Kirk. Adam, it seemed like you guys up front did a good job of getting some pressure today and keeping the runs to a minimum.
Yeah, I mean, all the boys, we had a good rotation going on the D-line. That was a big thing coming in this week. We knew we were going to have to play more than five guys that we've been playing. And, you know, those guys like Francis, Tyler Merriweather, Tyler Stargell, all the ends stepped up. And, you know, it was just awesome just to let those guys go in there, play, make some plays. And, you know, when the game came down to it in that last quarter, you know, I felt like the defense stepped up as a whole. And, you know, I think we went three and out a bunch of times. And then we got that pick, put the game back in our hands. So it was big.
How important was it not to let their running game really get cranked up, McKenzie?
No, that was a big thing. And, you know, our scout team throughout the week and stuff, we were going pretty hard and, you know, really, really doing our job. So that was a big thing coming in here. You know, we feel like if we can shut down the run, make some one-dimensional, make some have to pass the ball. So, you know, if we can do that with four or five guys, we can drop a lot in coverage. So, I mean, we did our job up front, I felt, and, yeah, the rest took care of itself.
Justin, could you go through the 4th and 15 pass, how you felt, what you saw, how it came about?
Me and him seen it was in the same coverage that was in the play before where I missed him on the post. So, I mean, we kind of the same routes, but it wasn't. So, I just told him, you got to get open on the last play. Tried my best not to get a sack, and he came open, and I hit him on a big play.
Nervous at all? Did you feel anything?
Not really. I mean, like I told the other guy, three games kind of helped us. You know, we was in that situation before, kind of, you know, in a hole, but we dug ourselves out, and I feel like we did that today. Everybody kept their head on straight and knew what we had to accomplish.
Justin, what went through your mind, you know, as you went to the line on that 4th and 15 play? What were you thinking about?
I had to complete it. Didn't have a choice. If we didn't complete, the game was probably over. So, you know, we just had to make a big play, and we made the big play.
Harrison, on the last play before the field goal, Justin dove to the left. Is that right exactly where you want the ball to be?
I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Ray before the kick, but, I mean, anything down the middle is perfect. So, I mean, Justin just did a great job getting the ball in position to make the kick.
Justin, surprised at all that you guys didn't punt? You had three timeouts, I think.
Not at all. I know, you know how Coach Johnson is. You know they.
I will.
He felt like if we got that, you know, we got the chance. So I don't think it was enough time anyway to punt. We probably had 2 minutes left, so they could have easily ran the clock out. And we don't.
You know how Coach Johnson is. How is Coach Johnson?
He's a competitor. 4th down, he will go for it. You know that's how he is. That's how he's always been. So. We know 4th down, any given time, we got to stay ready.
Justin, was that run before, that 4th and 15 play, playing similar to it?
It was different, but he kind of just broke off on his route, you know, because we seen the same thing, and he found a hole. Well, he did what I told him to do, pretty much.
On the 4th down in the first half, you had your guy open, but you had such big pressure that it looked like you had to throw off the back.
Yeah, I seen the corner come off. But I tried to put enough air on it so he can adjust because I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. But I just put a little bit too much on it. Those ones, you know, you wish you could have back, but you just
kind of got it back.
Right? Yeah, we got it back. So.
What were the opportunities like in the second half for you in the passing game? I mean, did they leave anything open more in the second half there towards the end of the fourth quarter than that you weren't seeing earlier in the game?
Not really. I mean, like, the first half, I don't think we called it many pass plays. You know, we was running the ball so well, why stop? You know, so just second half, they start, I guess, we had to throw. You know, we was down, so we had to throw, and we made big plays when we did.
Was that something that you, going into the game, you knew there were going to be some opportunities because these guys play aggressively and they play one-on-one on the perimeter?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we got trust in our receivers. We feel like they're the best in the league, you know, so feel like if anybody has one-on-one coverage with our receivers, then we should come out on top of that.
Harrison, what did it feel like to put it through at the end?
I mean, it felt great. I mean, really, I mean, I'm expected to make the kick, and just happy Coach Johnson had faith in me. Line did a great job of blocking. I know BT does a great job of blocking kicks. All the faith in the line. Snapper did a great job. Ryan got the hold down. I mean, you just got to treat every kick like an extra point, no matter the distance. And it happened to be a short kick, but that doesn't matter. You just be calm and just treat it like an extra point.
You must have felt even better given you missed the 30-yarder and you had a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to flush that stuff out of your mind. I just mishit the ball, I guess, but just completely forgot about it. New kick. I'm glad I made it. It was a big win. I'm really glad I could help the team out.
What does it feel like to make that kick and you're running on the sideline? Your whole teammates are on a team.
Yeah, it's funny. Coach Ray, the special teams coach, talked about, you know, I'm gonna have a game-winning kick, you know, the whole week. So, you know, I was dreaming about it last night, and it just so happened to come up. So I'm just glad I could convert the field goal.
You dreamt about it, you said?
Yeah.
like you were sleeping during this, or were you?
Well, I mean, I just go through all my kicks, you know, my warm up, and all. You know, Coach Ray had been talking about it a lot, so I was thinking about, you know, getting the W, making the kick.
Adam, you got Callen and Gamble in there, getting some good reps today. How much does that mean to you and Sean going towards the end of the game?
That's huge. Fresh? Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you look at the last few games where, you know, me and Sean have played a lot of snaps, and, you know, coming into the Georgia game where it was me and Euclid last year and we pretty much played the whole game, it just lets you be fresh in that fourth quarter, you know, lets you, when you really need to someone needs to step up and make a play, it lets you give you, you know, you can give 110%, you don't need to be out there at 80 trying to give it your all, and, you know, competitors will, and, you know, it's just good to have them in the game there at that point, because, you know, we're going to go up against bigger and better opponents every week from here on out, you know, so it's good that they get some good game time here, and then going into Miami next week, they're going to have to play again and every other game for the rest of the season, you know. So it's just awesome just having that depth there now. And, yeah, they made a good impact today.
What was it like, Adam, when they ran in that fumble? It must have been pretty crushing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, it was me and PJ, I think, hit him, and, like, I saw someone dive in on the pile and I was like, yes, it's our ball, yes. And then and then all of a sudden I looked up and, like, the quarterback had it. I'm like, I didn't know what happened, but it was just, yeah, it was pretty devastating watching that, because it's just like one of those freak plays that, you know, happens. And then, you know, it was awesome of their defense just to stand up again and then come back and not drop our head and realize, and, you know, and rally together and get a few more stops. So, yeah, just proud of the whole team.
You, the defense, they got in the red zone or close a few times, and you were able to stand up and in the field. How were you able to do that?
I think just a huge thing is just shutting down that run game. I mean, teams get to the red zone, they're going to try and punch it in, and, you know, if we can make them want to pass it, you know, that's huge for us. And, you know, I feel like we did a good job of that, and, you know, we can hold them to a field goal, and then I think it was Milt that got in on that one and blocked it, and that's huge, you know. Momentum swing. But, yeah, it's just a big time area that you need to make plays. And, you know, we did that today.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Did you know how to kick that? I haven't taught in high school or anyone.
Oh, yeah, high school.
All right.